Did you, Roger?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what happened. You were having a hard time, you know. Maybe I was not. So, yeah, I can do that. Let's do this. I'll keep the things ready. In fact, I'll keep the website live for you, all right? And later, when you will just provide us the information and those changes, we will do those changes in front of you from the back end, all right? And it's going through screen share that will actually help you train yourself, right? Because if I perform those changes in front of you, maybe you would be able to learn them. Once those changes are completed, I'll give you a walkthrough again on the back end. I'll explain you all the features that we have got. Like, let's say if you're supposed to update the pricing, how you can do that. You want to add a new book, if you want to change the title of the book, if you want to change the title of the landing page, any picture that you want to change, I'll explain you all of the options at the back end. This way, you know, it's going to be more like your training session, and we by the time we will end up with the changes, it will be considered that you would be a pro, right?
What platform is it, Roger?
It's a custom PHP platform, and on the back end.
Would you call that a PHP again?
PHP, correct. Custom PHP. It's
so it's not
purely
WordPress?
HTML. No, it's not WordPress.
Would it have been better if it was WordPress, or does it really matter?
It just for your sake of your convenience and comfort, we moving into that direction. Because let's say if we go or stick to the WordPress platform, it will be based on a template, right? But since you look forward to have a custom developed website, a custom design, so since we're following it on the UI, we have suggested that we should go for the UX as well. Right. So for that.
But when you say PHP, Roger, I haven't got a clue what that means, and I don't know exactly what the platform would be. You're saying PHP. To me, that sounds like is that as good or better than a WordPress, or is it below WordPress?
It's better than WordPress, and it's going to be more productive in terms of you making the changes. And let's say if it's about managing the website, you yourself would be able to manage it without being dependent on developer. Because let's say if you do those changes on WordPress, maybe you would be able to do those changes by yourself, maybe, but there will be a missing point in terms of finishing, in terms of the look or the changes that you made. It will always require a fine tuning once the changes are done, and that fine tuning would be done through codes, all right, scripts that you cannot write. So for that, we will provide you this custom PHP platform where you would be able to update and manage those changes.
And what about security?
See, for the security, it depends. I told you that there would be a need of a dedicated server, a host server that you would be, you know, using to host that website. And for that, we will provide you with the access of your cPanel with the SSL certification. That will ensure that your website is fully secure. And whenever a visitor will visit your website, they will have a lock sign at the top, all right, at the start of the URL, stating that this connection is secure. And let's say if they use their card numbers or password, any private information, that will be saved and that is secure on the website because the connection is secure. When they click on Learn More, they will see a certification, right, from Google, stating that this link and this website is secure. Right.
So when you said a host server, who would the host server be?
If you have the existing host server, we can use that. Otherwise,
I don't. I don't have a host server. This is my challenge, Roger. I'm jumping into the deep water, and I haven't got a clue what's going on here.
Well, let me explain it to you. See, host is a place where you publish the website, and domain is the recognition of the website. Like, let's say www.patrick.com. Now, patrick.com is basically the recognition and the host, you know, the place we're going to publish the website, the place we will deploy the website where we connected World Wide Web. So for that, there is a place required that is known as host. Now, when we say host, there are two types of hosts. One is shade-based host server, and the other one is a dedicated host server. When we say shade host server, is like more than, 15 or 30 websites are on that server, all right? And they are sharing their place for the publishing with the other websites there. So that is an option for you, but we don't find it a secure option. All right, we do provide that option, but we don't think that it is secure for the website, those who are accepting payments, right? Like, let's say if it would be a informative website, then yes, we would have suggested you to go for the shade-based host server, because there will be chances that if one of the website is getting infected with any of the problem, you know, obviously the other website on the same host server will are going to get infected. Like, in a layman language, for example, if you're in a room, there are 10 guys, one of the person is infected with COVID-19, right? So the chances are the other 9 guys, those who are in the same room, will also get infected if they will get in contact with the virus. But since they're in the same room, even if they cough, even if the website will cough, the other website will get infected by the virus. So for that, we more like the website where we're accepting payments, we suggest them to go for the dedicated server. So now, let's say, by any chance, are you
well, from... Let's not move on. Let's not move on. Tell me who a dedicated server would be.
It's going to be our dedicated server. Like, if
okay,
you want.
Okay, so you're building my website on HPB, which I know nothing about.
PHP.
And now you're suggesting
PHP.
Your server, which I know nothing about.
See.
I don't know your track record, Roger.
Let me show you the record. That is why I ask you that if you were in front of the computer.
I am in front of my computer now.
All right. Can you go to GoDaddy? All right. Come on to my website. Let me share the link for the GoDaddy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about GoDaddy?
Yeah. That's where I got my URLs from.
Perfect. So the same URL that you have got from can be provided. We will use
mm-hmm.
that URL as a recognition. Now for the
yeah.
host, you can go with GoDaddy. Or I can provide you the host server, right? So let me show you what I have got. And let's say if you go with our host server, we will transfer your domain onto that server, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you will have
mm-hmm.
only one login ID and password to manage your entire website. Along
mm-hmm.
with that, you can create multiple professional emails. And the best part is you're not supposed to pay GoDaddy the monthly subscription fee that you are paying, because you will have the domain on your own server, right?
Yeah, but I'm still going to have to pay for a host server, aren't I?
Correct, correct. But that is something that I can provide you in a very, you know, great pricing as compared to the competitors, right? First, I'll show you the competitor pricing, and then I'll tell you my pricing, and we'll finalize it. So can you
so what you're saying is you have your own host serving ability?
Yeah, we provide host servers. And
and what underneath what name?
It's like Elite Website. Elite Website.
So it's underneath yeah. Elite, is it?
Yeah. See, we,
okay.
Yeah, because since you are connected on Elite, all right, so the services would be offered through Elite, all right? We have different,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a concerned company providing dedicated services. Like, let's say if it's about domain and host, we have a different and dedicated brand for it. But Elite Website Creator will also be providing you the same services offered by those server, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show you.
Okay, where do you want to make? I'm in my
Elite,
computer.
Can you come to elitewebsitecreator.com?
Okay, I'm there. Bending, changing, evolving the world with dedication. Is that
that's
true?
Correct. That's correct. And see, I told you that we believe that every business is a baby, right? And together
yeah.
we're going to nurture it. And the day it will grow, right, we'll feel like, you know, we have achieved something, right, in terms of together, because it's going to be kind of a win-win situation for both of us. We believe if a business will grow, it will give us opportunities to grow more in terms of referrals, because, you know, maybe with Madlumat, their referrals would be there from those clients, being them, you know, as a free brand ambassador out there, telling, you know, like sharing our experience they have with us. So based
mm-hmm.
on that, that's true. I don't see you on the chat. Can you see the chat box there?
Chat. I cannot see the chat box. Let me go further here.
elite website creator? Because on the visitor,
well, that's where I'm at. Yeah, I'm get in touch. Do you want me to get in touch button or what? Help?
Get in touch. No, not get in touch.
No.
Help. No, not help.
No.
Hold on. There's a chat option.
I'm not seeing. Let me see here. I'm seeing home, about, services, packages, combo packages, showcase.
All right. Can you scroll down a bit?
Yep. Or two.
All right. And
web pages, static website.
Grow your business with the most innovative solutions. All right.
You can get the best bending, changing. You can get the best design solution. Grow your business. Got it. Get in touch there?
No.
Or live chat?
Live chat.
Okay.
But
I'm going to live chat. Do I have to call that number first? Well, you and I are on the phone, so that is that number, right?
Yeah.
806-0004. Yeah. Okay.
There is a problem, actually. All right. Let's do this. Come on to my another brand. All right. Come on, elitewebsitehub.com. Like instead of creator, just type down.
Who help?
Just
help. Did you say?
H-U-B hub. Hub.
H-E-L-P.
H-U-B.
Oh, hub. Sorry.
Yeah.
ElitewebsiteHub.com.
That's great.
Okay. You guys are big, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, you know. We also, you know, do, I'll show you, you know, some of, I guess I did, right? We do book launch as well. We do book publishing, like considering your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm into the sitehub.com. Where do you want me to go to?
Hold on. It's not showing you the chat.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at the left-hand side,
mm-hmm.
we have WhatsApp, we have available discount, all right, no. Chat.
That's what I'm seeing is the available discount on the
yeah,
left.
Yeah, correct. Can you type down hi, talk about your project, where you see? Talk about your project.
Talk about your project.
Click hi, or type down hi.
I don't see anything that says hi.
No, you're supposed to type it. All right, where we have talk about your project, just type down hi.
I don't see that, talk about your project.
All right, can you click on avail 50% discount?
Yep.
All right, now do you see a slider?
I do, yep.
All
talk
right,
about your project.
Correct.
Okay, what do you want me to put in and talk about
your
project?
Just submit it with your name or, you know, email.
Okay. I've done that. It says, thank you. Available 50% discount. Thank you for filling in your information shortly.
All right.
Please feel free to get in touch with us.
All right. Can you go back to Elite Website Creator? I really apologize for this. You know, I think there is a problem with my, you know, analytics that I have on the website. Like my login might not be working. Let me try logging in from my, you know, colleague's username, and then you come on Elite Website Creator. You know, just
I'm there now.
All right. Do you see help?
Help? Did you say?
Yeah, help. On the right hand side at the bottom.
Yes. Okay. Click all that. Right.
Yeah. Click that.
Enter your name. Okay.
Just type down hi.
Yeah, okay. So I put in my name, my email address, I'm going to place send.
Yeah. Sent?
Says, how can we help you?
Just type down something hi. Yeah, just type down something on it.
Yep. Thanks for reaching out. Someone will get back to you soon.
That's it.
Okay, now what? Roger?
I'm here, you know. The only thing... Did you came through Bing? No, you did not.
Right. I came through Google, I believe.
Google, all right. Let's do this. Do you have the access to your email?
Do you have access to my email?
Like, do you have your access to your email?
Yes, I do.
I'm sending you an email with the Zoom meeting link, all right?
Okay.
Just join that, and we'll cut the chase.
So, Roger, what you're saying is, when I submit this information to you, you can set up a Zoom meeting with me, and you and I can go through that?
No. I was trying to get connected through live chat on my website just to share the link, but since it's taking a long time, all right, we are having a hard time getting connected on the chat option, so I'm sending you a link for the Zoom meeting, and the other, you know, things that I wanted to show you, I'll show you on a Zoom meeting, all right?
Okay, well, I've got your email, and all your email to me just says your request has been received and being reviewed by our support staff.
That's basically the form that you filled up. So that is
right.
Why it's showing that to you. But actually,
right.
We wanted to get connected on the live chat, but somehow, I guess there is a technical issue with that. So we will be communicating or talking on Zoom, right? So can you check your email? Just update your send and receive. There is another
you
email.
You just sent me one, Roger, from Zoom meeting. Okay, you've given me a link. Do you want me to do the link?
Yeah, click on the link.
I'm going to launch the meeting now.
Perfect.
I'm going to join the meeting, right?
Yeah.
It says connecting. There we are. Whoop.
All right. I see you got connected.
Yep.
Can you watch my screen?
Yes, I think I am. I'm seeing GoDaddy.
That's correct. So on GoDaddy, when you have hosting, under hosting, we have this dedicated server, right? Under dedicated server, we have 3-4 different packages, right? I would say this package would be good enough for you, all right? But this is $130 per month that they would be charging. But if you would go for 2 years of a plan. Otherwise, if let's say if you go for 1 year, 1.5 year, even 6 months, it will be $170 when you would be paying, right? Otherwise, if you want to pay, ended up paying $130, it should be at least for 2 years. It is Intel Xenon, and it's going to be DS42, DDR4 RAM. Like, whenever there is going to be visitors on your website, they will not have a hard time in terms of browsing the pages, browsing the images, browsing the, you know, categories that you have. It will not take a lot of time. Even if you have, you know, 100 visitors at the time, it will not
there,
be...
Stop there, Roger. So 32 gigabytes of RAM, let's say 1,000 people come on my website all at once. Would 32 gigabytes of RAM be sufficient?
Yeah, it will be sufficient enough. It will be able to cater them. See, it works that way. Like, for example, obviously there would be not 1,000 visitors at a time, right? But let's say if there are 100 or 200 visitors, it will not be a problem, right?
Okay.
But let's say if there are 500 visitors at a time, that is a double of what we, you know, kind of catering. So it will be having a minor impact in terms of a load time, right? It's not that it's going to get crashed. It's not that they would not be able to browse it. But the load time will be changed for each user, having only, visiting the website based on the pages that they visit, right? So it can cater, around 150 or 200 visitors at a time without any problem. But it's good in terms of, 50 to 100 users, right, at the time, right? At the time they can come onto the website, there will be no load time. And along with that, later down the road, if you publish another genre in terms of a book, you can create more website and you can launch it on the same server, right? But you need to make sure that what kind of a capacity or what kind of a visitor you would be having, right? So to control that, it's like you can add 2 or 3 more websites to it without any kind of a trouble, right? along with
stop
it,
right there. You're talking on DS32. I can have more than one website.
Yeah, on DS32 you can have more than one website. In fact, I would suggest you, it should not be more than four websites if you're doing, right? Because the kind of a load that will be shared, not more than four
yes.
websites, but you know it should be perfect for one website. Right? Later down the road, you can add two, three more websites to it. With that, you will be creating your professional emails. All right, like let's say if you have your domain www.patrick.com. All right, let's say
yeah.
if you create one customer service email, so it would be customerservice@patrick.com. Other email would be info@patrick.com or patrick@patrick.com. Those emails will also be created on this server. The database will be there on this server. Although you can integrate those emails on your Gmail account, on your Outlook account, wherever you want, all right? Along with it, you can keep a track of it. Like let's say if you are giving it to your team members and you want them to use it, but you want to keep an eagle eye, so it will be there on the server, all the record and the database. Along with that, I told you that on the website, we're providing you with the login area, the profiles that are going to be created with the login area, the information on the website that is going to get saved, all that database is going to get saved on this website.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is going to have, like, if you go with us, we will provide you with a 24 disaster recovery, all right? That means, like, it will take about 2 or 3 seconds even to, you know, reload or get the website up back if there would be any technical issue. If, although there would not be, but let's say a worst-case scenario, if we have any kind of a trouble, it, the defreeze, the, you know, the software that we have, the servers that we have, it will get up and running within, a, you know, about 15 to 20 seconds, not more than that, with all the database saved there without any kind of a problem. All right, now along with that, we will provide you a dedicated, I would say, IP on this server just to make sure that your website is getting recognized by that IP, all right? And if there would be visitors on the website, if they get, you know, they spend some time, about 50 to 60 seconds or more than 60 seconds on the website, it will help you rate in a positive way on Google and help you get populated on the top searches, all right? It will also help you in that as well. Since we have the server based in California, so it will give you the edge from the users or the readers coming, you know, around from you, right, within your domain, within your region, because the connection would be generated from there. You got it.
So, Roger, what you're saying is you would like, you're proposing to me that the host server would be GoDaddy.
No. I would be suggesting that you must go with that, because GoDaddy will provide you just the server. They will not provide you, you know, the changes and updates. Let's say if you go with our server, then it will be also considered as a maintenance plan from our end, right? So later down the road, if you wish to add any other page, any other book, any other thing that you want to do on the website, same way you send us the email, just send us the email, and we will cover the changes and updates for you. Along with that, every Wednesday, there is a team that runs a cycle of the optimization of each website that we have on our servers, all right? Because they will take care of the website updates in terms of if you update a picture. Now that picture is in higher resolution, that needs to be optimized in terms of load time. My team will take care of that without even telling you. They will work on the load time of the website. They will work on the bug fixes. They will work on the updates if they would like to have in terms of meeting the parameters set by the search engine. Let's say if Google will come up with any of the update in terms of a parameter met by any of the website, you will not even get informed. Your website will get updated according to that in order to make sure that it is meeting the latest trends that we have out in the market, right? So
Roger, what you're saying is if I go with GoDaddy, I don't have as much control as if I went with Elite Website Server.
You would not have extra perks, right? The extra perk is maintenance, right? Like, let's say if you get it from GoDaddy, GoDaddy will not help you make changes on the website. GoDaddy will not help you create pages on the website, right? It will not help you in terms of publishing books on the website. However, under the maintenance plan, we will cover that up for you, right? If we provide you the host, because if you get the host from us, it's more like a maintenance plan. With that, we will provide you all these features offered by GoDaddy, and it's going to be much more cheaper pricing that we will provide you, all right? Let's say it depends on the tenure that you would be going. Let's say if you will go for, you know, 2 years of a plan, we can lower down the cost to $85 a month, all right? But let's say if you go for 3 years a contract, all right, then we will go as low as $75 a month. But let's say if you go for 5 years a month, 5 years of a plan, we will go as $65 a month. But if you go for 5 years of a plan, we will provide you as low as $45 a month. And on top of it, the services that we will render, it's going to be for 10 years, right, a decade. Along with that, the server will be registered as your intellectual property. We will provide you the access to your cPanel, the database of the website, the access to the website, source file of the website. cPanel is the access, a control panel of the host server. All right, we will provide you that access so you can change the password and make sure it's only with you. Nobody else has the access to it. All right, that makes it.
What happens if I'm unhappy in 6 months and decide to leave? What kind of a challenge am I going to have to move my website to let's say, GoDaddy?
Then what we will do, let's say you consume the services for 2 months, all right? So the total amount for 2 months is like for, you know, 110. We will deduct that amount. We will reimburse the remaining amount to you as per the plan, and we will transfer the files for you. We will ask you to provide your account for GoDaddy, for HostGator, any of the host account, and we will transfer the source file for you, and we will deploy the website live for you. We will ask you to check it and confirm it. As soon as you confirm it, we'll let you know, perfect, now you can change the password of the host server in order to make sure that we no longer have the access to it. Now it's only with you. All right?
Okay, so what you're saying is on this GoDaddy plan of DS32, you can offer the exact same plan, but for $85 a month if I go on a 2-year plan.
That's correct.
But if I go on a 3-year or 5-year, I can get a better pricing on that. And do I pay monthly?
No, it's going to be a one-time fee and upfront that you would pay together. And the server will be set up for you, and we will provide you the complete access to it.
I'm not too sure that I'm willing to pay that kind of money up front, though, Roger.
See, even if you go with GoDaddy, if you go for 1 month of a plan, a monthly basis, they will charge you $170. The reason that we're providing you this much of a discounted price is like we will set up the hardware for you. A certain amount is going to get dedicated towards that, and we will set up that hardware and the server is your intellectual property. So see, that is why we would be asking you to take care of this amount as an upfront, but to give you, you know, a kind of a relaxation, we have already advertised that whatever services that we offer, it's 100% money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So let's say if you are not satisfied, the amount will be deducted in terms of the tenure that the service is rendered. Like let's say if you have rendered the services for 2 months, we will just charge you for 2 months as per the plan. Let's say if you go for 2 years of a plan, 85 would be the monthly cost, all right? So let's say 85 into 2, 170 would be deducted as an amount for the services that we have rendered, and after that we will reimburse the amount to you and transfer the files to your server. But let's say if it's a satisfactory experience, you know, if you go for 5 years of plan, it will give you 10 years of a service. So in your case, you know, it's all in your, you know, I would say favor if you compare it to any other service provider. But I don't have a problem even if you want to go with a monthly plan, but we do not offer monthly plan, so I would suggest you that you can go with GoDaddy then.
Yeah, no, I need to start with a monthly plan. I'm not going to – if I went with you like 2 years, that's almost $2,800 Canadian up front, and I'm not prepared to do that, Roger, so – anyways, right, that's something we can discuss. Let's just get the website up and going.
55 into 12.
It's 1,020. 85 times 12 is 1,020. So that's 2,040. Then add on that extra 1.85.
don't go for 85, all right? Let's go for this 55 a month, all right? And let's go for 5 years of a plan, all right? That will lower down the cost to 660 a year, all right? That's going to be the total amount. But let's say you don't have that kind of investment to be taken care of at this point of time, all right? I just want you to don't lose the advantage in terms of getting this low much pricing, right? So let's say if you go for 5 years, the total goes for 3,300, all right? Let's say if I want you to do this, I'll give you around 6 months, all right, for the sake of the installment, all right? You just pay the 50% amount now, all right, and we'll do the setup for you. We'll provide you the service. After 6 months, you can pay the remaining 50%. The best I can do, where you will just be paying 55 a month, the services that I will render would be for 10 years. You would be paying the remaining fee after 6 months. Just because, you know, we're going to be working on Amazon, all right? I'm going to be publishing your book, and it's going to be a very long business relationship. So for the next 6 months, I know that we will be in contact, all right? So,
Roger, let me tell you this. All these extra costs that you're talking about right now kind of makes even more sense for me just to put my book on Amazon and say the hell with it, right?
See, if you will
I've already paid you guys $3,000, Roger, and I've got nothing yet. And most of that's my fault because I haven't provided you with the information. But, you know, there's the upsell, and here's this, and here's that. It's just a constant looking for an extra buck.
I'm not criticizing.
I'm just learning this as I'm going along, and I'm starting to realize maybe I'll just write the book and put it on Amazon. Let them deal with all the bullshit.
See, this way you will be sharing the percentage in terms of the profits that you're going to be making with Amazon, all right? But if you will set up on your website,
a lot of money up front, right?
See, although it's a lot of money up front,
that doesn't include the logo that I've just spent, you know, another $500 on, and all the rest of the nonsense.
Well, you know, you wouldn't have invested on the logo that much of amount. You would have contacted me, and I would have provided you logo in a better pricing, all right? See, instead, I'm just trying to educate you, all right, by giving you examples, by showing you the competitors out there in the market, like why I visited GoDaddy, because...
I get that, Roger. Let's just do one thing first. Let's get the website up and running, okay? Let's get that organized, and then we'll discuss... the hosting. This is a big learning jump for me. So all I'm seeing is just extra cost. And frankly, when I find a host server, I'm looking at a monthly cost. I'm not looking at locking in for 5 or 10 years, right? I need to wade in, start to feel comfortable, and then I'll be looking at locking in. But right up front, I will not be locking in on anything. So that means I probably will not be going with Elite for the host server.
All right. That's fine. You can do that.
So let's get the website up and going. I'll get you that information. And like I said, what I'm after is to be able to go online with you and take a look at as you're creating it.
All right. Let me give you an offer that you cannot refuse. And then as you decided, you can do. You can do as you decided, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do, I'll give you this for 55 a month, right? And I'm going to give you a 2 years of a plan. That would be just around, you know, 660. Let me tell you, hold on. 555 into 12. 660 into 2. The total goes 1320, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I will lower down the cost to further, all right? I'll lower down it to, you know, 1200 for you so that I can keep the website ready till you get back to me, all right? Like, you know, in terms of deploying it, keeping it live, completing it, all right? And after that, you will have this 2 years in your hand where you would be just paying 55 a month for the DS32 kind of a service, all right? With that, the extra perks will be involved. Now, this is an
option. The extra what?
Extra perks in terms of maintenance, changes, updates, a dedicated team optimizing your website that cannot be provided by GoDaddy, even if you use their server or their facility, right? But over here, in that 1200, that is also covered. Just to make it reasonable for you where you can, you know, just get this started, because as per our discussion, I was supposed to keep the website ready until you get back to me in a way that we just work on the minor changes and updates on the front end, right? So for that, I need to complete the back end, deploy it live, publish it, and then give you the back end. So in order to get that completed, if you want, we can get this on this server that I offered you. I'll give you this for 2 years, but after 2 years, let's say if you want the same pricing, like $55 a month, then you were supposed to go for 5 years, all right? The renewal would be for 5 years, the best
right.
I can do. All right, this way you would be able to experience the service, all right? And
right.
later, when you renew it, you will have an idea in terms of where you're investing, all right?
Okay, well, answer another question for me, Roger. If you're going to be able to do those extra perks of maintenance and updates,
mm-hmm.
and you said that a lot of times you'll do those things for me without me even knowing it,
mm-hmm.
does that mean you have access through the back door into my website?
See, that means we will have the access to the source file, all right? We will, like, let's say we will deploy it on the server. The team, those who are taking care of the optimization, they will have the access to it.
If you have access to source files, can you manipulate and change things and without me knowing or what?
No, obviously they will not do it. Let me explain you. They will have the access to the source file that is more like a code, right? Code and a script. If there would be a optimization required on the code and a script, they will do that. Apart from it, the pictures that you have, if they are in higher resolution, if they are, you know, having a more, I would say, capacity in terms of, you know, file size, they will work on that in order to optimize it so that load time can be maintained. These kind of changes and updates will be made. But let's say if there is a change with the price, if there is a change with the content, or you want to come up with the entire new picture to be replaced by the existing picture, you will have
mm-hmm.
to send us the email, all right, to the team, like, I want to change these pages, I want to update these things. And based on those changes, what we have, we'll work on it for you, and we'll get back to you with the updated links.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add pages, if you want to add any other functionality, that is also be a part of it.
And all for that price of $55 a month for a two-year plan.
Exactly. Hosting. Because, see, if you will host it on our server, it's our responsibility. Go ahead.
I'm jumping to a whole other subject now. So the financial part of my business is I've got to go out and get a plan through Stripe, right?
Exactly. You can get it from Stripe. You can get it from...
That would be considered a plug-in, correct?
No, not. It's not going to be a plug-in. It's going to be an integration, all right?
So that'll be on my website.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
Who does the integration, you or Stripe?
We do the integration of your Stripe account to the website. That will create a gateway to accept the payment, all right? So whenever...
Exactly. Now, mm-hmm. If you do the integration, do you have access to make changes for that on my behalf?
No, we cannot. Because Stripe, let's say if you're going with Stripe, we cannot even get into your Stripe account, right? So there is no point.
So what you're saying is you will do the integration, but you don't have access to anything on the... I can't ask you. I'd have to go to Stripe if I want to make changes.
No. Changes, what kind of a changes? Like, let's say if it's about the payout. And when we say
not so much about the payout. It's more about when I do promos and stuff like that.
Oh, obviously, no. You're not supposed to contact Stripe for it. Stripe is just a gateway to accept the payment.
Right, so if you do a promo, and that means I'm charging nothing for a book, who do I go to for that?
It's going to be run on your website.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to do the coding for that?
We did that, all right, and it's automated. Let me explain you the cycle. All right, I'm the visitor, and I purchase a free book, right? Now to purchase it, I will have to provide my contact details, all right? The purchase would not be empty purchase. It will be a purchase, but they are supposed to provide their email, their contact number, and their name, all right?
Yeah.
With that, they can proceed to checkout. Since they use a promo code, now the amount that they're supposed to pay is zero, right? That will help him to go directly checkout. As soon as they check out, automatically the order will be placed. All right, order will be placed. I will get my free book, you will get informed that Roger Hayden visited the website. His email is Roger at Elite Website Creator, his number, and he purchased this book with this promo code that is for free. Now, there is no payment that got reflected in your merchant account, that is Stripe. Now, this is one of the story, all right? Now, other story, there is another visitor, Roger Hayden, visited your website, purchased a book, you know, the cost of the book is $10, all right? He paid $10, he checked out, he proceeded to check out. As soon as he clicked on the checkout, now, again, the order will be notified, order will be generated, I will get my book, but I ended up making the payment by using my card, and the payment that was made, it will get lended directly to your Stripe account. It went through your website. It went through your website, but the amount get landed into the Stripe account. Now, the access to the Stripe account is not with us. We just connected it to create a gateway in terms of our payment acceptance. All right. Mm-hmm. As soon as we complete that, we will let you know. Then you can, you know, change the password for your Stripe. You can, you know, just provide us the API. All right. And then later, whenever there is any payment coming in, any amount coming in, you have the access to Stripe. You will take care of the, you know, payouts. You will take care of the amount balances, the entire merchant that you have got there. It's going to be with you. That's a different dashboard that you will have with Stripe, with your Stripe account. All right?
So when you say it's a dashboard, when we finish this website, will I have a dashboard?
Yeah, you will have a dashboard. That's going to be a CMS of the website where you can get into the back end, update the pricing, run promotion, create discounted vouchers, update products, right? And those products would be like, you know, it could be ebook, it could be hard, you know, paperback version, it could be hardcover. It depends on you. Let's say you told me that for now, I'm just going to be going for ebooks, right? And I have only two printed books. Just sharing a situation, right? So you have that in control. Whenever you want to enable that option for the visitor, that, you know, hardcover is bag and inventory, you will just enable it by, you know, typing down the stock number, right? So automatically the system will work on it. As soon as the stock is finished, automatically it will tell them that this particular book is out of stock, right? So it will be there. It's going to be automated. I'll show you how you run it, how to enable the option, how to disable the option, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you that.
So is there going to be a customer marketing system within this?
Exactly.
Website?
It's an email marketing system that you will have. Let's say if it's a new book that you are launching, that you just launched on the website, all right, you can share the links by sending them bulk emails to the database for the user, those who have ever purchased or ever visited the website, by providing...
Yeah, but that's not included with the website, Roger.
That is included in the back end of the website. I did that.
You mean that what they call the customer journey, which is automatic emails?
Yeah.
That's included in there?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at going with Impulse. There's a whole bunch, right? There's MailerLite. Is this similar to like a MailerLite?
You know, I don't have idea about it. If you could show me, you know, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, I'll send you an email. I'm looking at four or five different automation programs, but you're telling me this website will have that built into it already?
Exactly. Like, let's say, have you ever...
Well, then you need to provide that information to me, Roger.
I will.
What kind of an automation program it is.
I will provide you. Have you ever experienced using MailChimp?
No, I haven't, but I know all about MailChimp. MailChimp is at the bottom of my list, meaning they're... Mailer lights up at the top.
All right. Now, see, if it's at the bottom of your list, it's just to give you an idea about the, you know, kind of functionality. Let's say the kind of functionality you have on MailChimp, the same kind of functionality will be provided within the back end of the website, and that's a built-in functionality. Now, let's say you like Impulse better than MailChimp, all right, because there is one additional option that you see there that, you know, actually attracts you. Share that with me, and I'll get that done onto this website.
And can that product you're talking about, the automation, can you also do classes and what do they call that?
Appointments?
Oh, not so much appointments. I'm thinking on doing, I'm calling it classes, but it'd be like
copyright?
A monthly. Huh?
Copyright? Copyright.
No, it's not copyright. do an educational class weekly where somebody pays for like a year of $350 or something like that, right?
LMS, Learning Management System.
So do you is that included in there as well?
Learning Management System is not included. We never discussed that. All right, but that can be done. We can do that for you.
But Roger, what you need to do, before we go any further, you need, because I'm in the process of trying to figure out how I set up an automation email system, and what you're telling me is that's included in the website, right?
Yeah. That's included.
Okay, is there a brochure, is there information that says all the things that we'll do?
I don't have it with me.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit here and listen to you without being written down, because I need to have it in written. I need to know exactly what that email automation system is.
I'll send it to you over to your email, all right? But let me MailChimp. Let me open MailChimp, and I'll tell you what options we have there already, all right?
Well, a whole bunch of them off. What I was going to go on was the the free trial feature, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a free trial feature.
Almost all of them got a free trial feature, which it costs you cost you nothing until you start getting, let's say, 150 customers or you send out 200, 300 emails, right?
Correct. How many contacts do you have? Let's say if you have 500 contacts, right? Like here, and you can...
Well, Roger, sometimes they charge you on the amount of contacts that you have, and others charge you on the amount of emails that you send out.
Exactly. But over here, it's a built-in thing that is included. You're not supposed to go for it. All the options that they are providing, all the options would be here, right? Like, let's say, monthly...
No, stop right there. So what you're saying is what MailChimp offers, all those options are the same options that I'm going to get with this website?
Yeah, and if you want to add any other further option or you want to change any of these options, that is also doable. Like, let's say if you want to change this, the plan that they have, the service that they offer, I'll change it. Like, let me give you an example. Monthly email send, all right, that's a record. Obviously, you need to have the history of the emails that you have sent, right? So it's important. We'll keep that. Maximum contact. Now, over here, there is a limitation in terms of contact. The one we're creating, there is no limitation in terms of contacts that you're going to be sending or sending emails on a monthly basis. If you see, there is a limit, right? 50,000.
Okay, but what you're pointing to says that's a premium cost of $300 a month. Are you telling me that the website that I'm purchasing through you already has an automated system built into it that doesn't cost me anything extra?
That's correct.
Okay.
Let me remind you something. Patrick, you remember you paid, $1,500 for the upgrade.
Yep.
That upgrade was for custom PHP. Custom PHP was a language, a platform that allow you to have custom functionalities created on the website, right? Now, the custom functionality that we created was things that we wanted to provide you in terms of inventory management, all right, the product management, all right. The other options that I showed you was email marketing, all right, bulk emails. Apart from that, there were a few options for your coupons, vouchers, so that you can run promotions, all right. The other options, there were a lot of options that were included in that $1,500. So, yes.
Well, you need, that's what I need. I need that information, Roger. You need to show me what I've got for that price I paid. Are you able to send that to me?
I can send that to you, but if you remember, I showed you that, how it will work. I gave you an example.
Yeah, well, you and I discussed a lot of things that night. A lot of that stuff I don't even remember anymore.
Let me show you an example, all right, how it will work for you. Let's say if we create it on your website, how it will look like on the back end. Like, let's say this is the dashboard of your website, right? You have email campaign. You see that?
Yeah.
You click it, it will tell you the options, right? Now, this client, Tidy Clothes, told me I want these four options, right? So the four options that I wanted to create for them is like view email marketing campaign. Now, view email marketing campaign is monthly email send, right? It will tell you this. How? This is the data, right? Like, this is the email, test emails that were run, right? Test, click on edit, test. You have this. You see that this was sent to them, right? Mm-hmm. It was having test three. It was having tests. That's it. It's a test run. It's telling you the record. It was Friday 11th. It will tell you the date, all right? You will have the date in there. And then later, you want to run a new campaign. You click on add a new campaign. Now you will have all the people in the database. You see that?
Oh, Roger, I want to do something really simple. That means when somebody clicks on and gets one of my books, I want to immediately a follow-up email that shows an invoice and a second email that says thank you and provides them with the beginning of the journey, right?
Correct.
It's a customer journey. And then as the new book becomes available, I want to be able to follow up all automatically so that every one of the accounts who purchased the first book would get an email indicating the second book is now available.
Correct.
And that's all able to be doable on this system?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, because
yeah.
I want to just keep it simple to start off with, right?
Yeah, you can have it. Well, it's not simple, to be very honest, but yes, it will be there.
In the end, it looks simple, right? But it's
yeah,
complicated.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So are you saying now that you don't need to send me that information? Because you're showing me this?
I'll send you in detail, all right? Not a problem.
I need to know what I'm getting.
I will send it to you, all right? And
okay.
So that you can keep it documented as a checklist, all right? So when we
yes.
complete things, you can, you know, cross-check things like, you know, Roger, you told me this and that. That's fine. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. Completely fine with me. Then there was voucher management, right? Remember I told you can create vouchers, discounted
yes.
vouchers? So that
discuss
is also,
that with you.
Yeah. So it's also here. Like, let's say if you're creating a voucher, coupon management,
uh-huh.
you have an option. Under order, view coupon, view order, coupon
uh-huh.
management. You click okay. add coupon, right?
So your system is called Tidy what?
This is one of my clients. It's just like another Patrick we have here.
Okay. Well, what's that icon I see in the top left? It's called Tidy something.
That's basically the brand name, Tidy Clothes.
That's his customer brand name. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's my client.
So what you're showing me is the actual customer
website
management system,
exactly.
as well as the automated email system altogether?
That's correct. And I'm showing
yes.
that on another website that I created, just to
gotcha.
Give you an idea that how it would be created on your website, right?
Okay.
Just to give you a feel. Right. So let's say this is coupon management, right? You wanted to add a new coupon, right? This coupon is like Patrick is great, right? That they're supposed to type to avail 100% discount, right?
Okay. Are we allowed to lie?
See, yeah, you can. I think you are great, all right? So Patrick is
okay,
great.
Right.
Yeah, because see, why Patrick is great? Because this coupon and voucher is for 100%. I selected percentage, and it's
okay.
100%. So let's say if there is a book, and the cost of the book is $10, right? If I
yeah.
write Patrick is great at the time of checkout, automatically the total value of the product will be zero, right? Now since it is a limited time, you know, offer, it's only for Christmas, right? Christmas week. So it's getting
yeah.
started from 25th. Ending up on a 29 or 27, you can set up the date, right? But now, since it's an expensive product, you want this voucher to be used one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this to be utilized for, you know, multiple times. You will set the limit. Is use first use coupon? Yes. Otherwise, no. You can mark active and inactive. Like, let's say you see there was the first 10 lucky visitors that you wanted to use this. After the 10 visitor, you want to disable it. So when you
mm-hmm.
see 10 orders, you can set the status no, right? So
right.
there it will be no more applicable at the time of checkout, right? As
right.
soon as I save it, I would be able to use this voucher, right? This is how it's going to work.
Well, I'm going to give you an example, Roger, and you tell me how that would work. I've got about
mm-hmm.
50 people that I'm going to give a book away free right up at the beginning. What I want to do is send them an email, and in that email would be a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
So how would that work? Would I give one coupon name, like Patrick is great, or PJ100? And how do I control, let's say they get the coupon and pass that on to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would a friend then be able to go online and get that exact, use that same coupon and get a free book?
Yeah, because see, the limit that we are setting is for 50 users, right?
Okay.
So first 50 would be able to use the same coupon, and that is Patrick is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is going to be 51st user, right? Like after 50, if there would be a visitor, if they try to use it, then it will tell them that it's no more applicable, right? But
so I wouldn't be able to. The other option is to do a unique coupon for everybody I send it to.
You can.
And make a limit of one so that the month they use it, nobody else can use that coupon.
That's correct. That is another way of doing it. But that
that's a lot more work, though, too, right?
Yeah, that will increase your work. All right, let me do this. I'll try having an automated generator for you, all right, where what will happen, you will type down the, let me show you, automated generator, all right? Like, if you see, this is an automated generated code.
Yeah.
A unique code. I'll give you an option with a automated code generator where you just type down the limit or the number of the codes that you're requesting, like 50, mm-hmm. 50 codes, right?
Yeah.
When you will get 50 codes, it will be like RFQ3C51, RFQ3C52, a unique code maybe, right? It's not
gotcha.
Be a series.
Okay.
It not be a series, but it will be a unique code for each of the visitor. And then, you know,
gotcha.
You can follow that, copy that, and send that to them. Would that work for you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then would I be able to automate every one of those emails so I don't have to type every bloody email out? All I'd have to do is put the names in and everybody would get an email.
Exactly. You don't even have to put the names in, right? You don't even have to put the names in. One time
but
they're supposed
I
to...
I want each email to go and look personal by saying, hi, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it will not tell you CC. It will not tell you BCC. It will be like, hi, or you want hi, Jack. It will be like hi, client, or hi, customer.
For every customer that I send an email out to, I want to use their first name, right? So are you able to personalize every email going out?
See, in bulk, you cannot.
Yeah,
In bulk, you cannot, yeah. That's the challenge. You will be like hi, right? And it should be generic.
Are you still there, Roger?
Yeah, I'm here, but, you know.
My free Zoom meeting has ended.
Yeah. My free Zoom meeting has ended. Well, do you want me to...
So here's the thing, Roger. Let me get some stuff together here. I'll work on it this weekend, and before Monday, I'm going to start emailing you some stuff, okay?
Perfect. Well, shall we set up your hardware for the, you know, server and keep the website ready so that when you come up with the changes, that is the only thing left with us?
No, I can't do that now.
All right. That's fine. So I'll wait for you, your email.
But I won't make any decision until I talk to you first, okay?
Perfect. That sounds like a plan because, you know.
Okay, so I'm not gonna surprise you with going with another host, okay?
That's cool. Thank you so much for that. All right. So have a lovely weekend ahead, a prosperous one. I'll talk to you on Monday, right? Thank you.
Is there a chance to have prosperity over the weekend?
Yeah, you will if you're going to be going, you know, church on Sunday. Would you be?
Okay, Roger.
All right, thank you.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
You're welcome. Bye.